Radioactive, you're going live in 3, 2, 1.
You are now listening to Radioactive.
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 You are now listening to Radioactive Youth.
You are now listening to Radioactive Youth.
You are now listening to Radioactive Youth Media's podcast.
Hello all, you're listening to KUOW's Radioactive, a program where youth produce media.
And where rad stories take action. I'm your host, Angela Nguyen.
And I'm your other host, Nia Price Nascimento.
Today's podcast is gonna be dope. Really, it's all about weed.
And it's Wednesday, which is why we're calling it
Weed Wednesday!
The reason why we're talking about this is because recently in Seattle, Initiative 502 passed.
This law makes it legal for adults 21 years and older to use pot recreationally. But before we get into it, it's time for our, drumroll please, anecdote of the day!
Oh gosh, here we go again!
Okay, at my house there's this plum tree, and the other day I noticed something. A lot of the plums had fallen to their deaths, and I saw the fruit splatter on our tile. It was that moment that I knew they must have plummeted to the ground. Get it? Plummeted because they're plums?
You're so funny.
What? Thank you.
As mentioned, today's focus is weed. More specifically, the use of marijuana by underage people. We want to know how people of all ages felt about this.
I went around asking some adults how they think weed affects people.
Pot's so benign.
I know, but it's...
Honestly, I think it makes people lazy and unmotivated.
I think it's highly thought to be a trigger for certain mental disorders. And I certainly think it can contribute to weight gain.
I think it's okay recreationally, but for somebody underage, I mean, I suppose if they try it when they're 16 or 25, if they're going to be an addict, they're going to be an addict.
People drink, people smoke. What are you going to do?
If you have a creative soul, it can kind of spark creativity.
So as a parent, how would you feel if your child smoked marijuana?
I do not want my child to smoke marijuana.
Being a teacher, you know, wanting to be a role model for my students, I don't encourage nor promote any kind of drug use.
Well, I know kids are going to try marijuana, they're going to drink alcohol.
I would try to talk the child out of it, but you couldn't do that if you did it yourself, really.
Well, like I say, everyone have to choose one. I allow my young kid can try if you like to. I don't mind. But just one, that's enough to know how it tastes. Then don't ever do it again.
What'd you say?
I said we should smoke with you.
Oh, that'd be fun. Well, go get it.
Just to clarify, that last man we interviewed was my dad. And it was my 23-year-old sister who was the one suggesting smoking weed with him. Not me. I pinky promise.
Yeah, that's good because you're underage, and that would be illegal. Speaking of which, I wanted to get the perspective on what teenagers had to say about the same question. What are your thoughts on kids underage using marijuana?
It's not totally, like, okay, but it's kind of their choice.
There's a time and place for it, and childhood is not the time and place.
Even at a young age, taking DARE and such, it's hammered into our heads, like, don't do drugs, you're going to get addicted, you know, it changes who you are, and it's true. I mean,
I think a lot of kids think it's cool.
It can be dangerous because a lot of kids are uninformed.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
I have. I was 14 years old.
No, I have not.
The opportunities never came up.
I don't think I'll ever partake in smoking weed, but I don't have anything against people who do.
So, Nia, you're telling me out of the six teens interviewed, only one of them actually smoked?
Yeah, but they all had good reasons for why they don't. Here's Alex. He's never smoked before, but he sees benefits in doing so.
Volunteering in hospitals and my family being involved in the medical field, I hear all these stories about how many cancer patients are prescribed medical marijuana. And And I can see these effects. I mean, it does decrease the pain and it really relieves the suffering these people go through as they go through treatment and such. If you look at MRI scans of marijuana users and freaking users, you can see their brain starting to degrade.
See? Alex understands how pot is useful, but doesn't do it himself.
That still doesn't explain why the one guy who says only adults should use weed smokes it himself. He's only 18. I mean, why do you do it, Spencer?
I don't really know, to be completely honest. I don't think it's addictive, but it's just one of those things where it's always just something to do. It makes boring, regular day events interesting.
Well, that's interesting, but...
You still look kind of confused, though, Angela. Do you need another example?
Yes, please.
Okay, here's Steven, who gives a reason to why he doesn't smoke marijuana.
My older brother, he does weed, and last year he was applying to a job at a supermarket. And during the interview, he ended up getting the job, but immediately after, he had to do a drug test. And, well, the effects of weed, they don't wear off for, like, a month or so.
Ah, now everything's starting to make sense. But does weed really stay in your system for a month?
I was wondering the same thing. That's why I talked to my mom, Dr. Lisa Price. She's a research scientist and a naturopathic doctor at Northwest Natural Health Clinic.
What did she say?
She said that it's true. Marijuana can be in your system for a month, or even longer in some cases.
So, the lack of motivation and weight gain that adults mentioned earlier in the show, is all of that true?
Well, kind of. She can answer that for you. Here's what she said.
Marijuana actually has been shown to have some effects on the growth rate. The brain continues to develop all the way up until 21 or even to 23, and there's some critical growth years there. Young people's ability to make decisions is usually not completely developed until the age of 23 and sometimes not even after that. This recreational drug definitely interferes with outcome responses and determination of outcome. The smoke inhalation from medical marijuana can be just as devastating or detrimental to the lung tissue as cigarette smoke is. The other thing is that people using marijuana, you have to ask, obviously you're using it because you like it, but are they burying some other underlying diagnosis? For example, are they using it because they have depression? So instead of addressing issues that are causing the depression, they use the drug to mask those. I would say that's another con of just masking one's problem with an herb, which can be used as a drug. It's not addictive in nature with regards to nicotine as cigarettes have in them. So I guess that's a pro.
As a doctor, who would you prescribe medical marijuana to?
For pain and for chronic insomnia, you know, loss of appetite, I would encourage not actually smoking the marijuana, but eating it as an edible or taking it as an oil form. Altogether, I just don't think pot is a great idea to use as a young person.
I didn't know you could learn that much in one day.
So you finally get it, don't you?
I do. And I hope our listeners do too. Listen, we're not endorsing marijuana, nor are we saying it's a bad thing.
And we know for some of you, I-502 is completely new. Or maybe it's not and you think it's overrated.
Now that we've shared this info with you, formulate your own opinion and tell us about it.
Share it with us online at kuow.org/radioactive, facebook.com/radioactiveyouthmedia, or Twitter at kuowradioactive.
Another way to join in on the conversation is to #WeedRadioactive.
Thank you to all our interviewees, including Dr. Price, Spencer, Alex, Eden, Stephen, Galen, Alea, all of our adults, advanced producer Nina Tran, the rest of our Radioactive reporters,
Ernesto Morfin, Megan O'Kelly, Maria Kowagden, Issa Talija, Alam Ibrahim, Noah Phillips Reardon,
and our awesome program producers, Jenny Asarno and Lila Kitayev, for making this podcast possible.
We'd really appreciate your contribution to our big online melting pot of ideas, so please don't beat around the bush.
You need to stop with those puns.
Sorry, I can't help myself.
For Radioactive, I'm Nia Price Nascimento.
And I'm Angela Nguyen.
We out!